Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and spring has finally arrived. Our long, grueling winter is over, and with Cinco de Mayo right around the corner, now is the time to order mojitos, guacamole, and margaritas, right? But they all need a hint of lime. Unfortunately, this spring, that might be harder to get than ever. For a whole host of reasons, limes have become scarce, expensive, and even dangerous these days. So perhaps inevitably the question is, brother, can you spare a lime? Ouch. For an answer to this question and many more, we now turn to David Karp, who reports on produce and farmers markets for the Los Angeles Times. Hi, David. Welcome to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for inviting me.
And I'm going to get the phones right open here for bartenders and restaurant owners. How are you dealing with the lime price surge? What are you doing to curb your lime costs? 212-433-WNYC. Are you writing it out, or have you had to bump up your prices? 212-433-9692. Have you found any alternatives to limes that will keep your customers happy? Can you slip in a lemon and have them not notice, like ever? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And David, in the past few months, the price of limes, from what I've read, has skyrocketed from $25 per crate in February to now $100 per crate. What is causing this?
Even 125 is what I'm hearing in the latest USDA market statistics. Well, basically two things. Adverse weather in November and December knocked the blooms off the limes, cold, rainy weather in many parts of Mexico. So the crop is much lighter than it usually would be. Normally, it's a lighter crop in the winter, but this year that's exacerbated to the nth degree. In addition, a devastating bacterial disease of citrus trees, Huanlong Bing, or citrus greening, has reduced by a third the crop of key limes, the small round limes preferred by Mexicans, in Colima on the western side of Mexico, and it's spreading through Mexico. Now, those are key limes that are mostly consumed domestically in Mexico, but I'm sure there's some spillover from the domestic to the export market. The disease hasn't reached Veracruz on the eastern coast of Mexico, which exports the large fruited so-called Persian or Tahiti, or in California they're called Bears limes, the primary lime of commerce in the United States. The other major dynamic at stake is that because of high prices, growers are picking limes when they're small, further exacerbating the supply problem.
So you've got disease and you've got the cold and snowy winter. Is supply and demand an issue? Because over the long term, I've read that lime consumption has increased by a factor of five in the United States since the 1970s, from half a pound per person per year at that time to 2.5 pounds per person today. Why have we become such a limey nation? I thought that was the Brits.
Well, that's because of the arrival of immigrants from tropical countries for whom limes are an important part of their cuisine and drinks, and the taste for their food. Like how many Mexican restaurants were there 40 years ago when I was a kid? At that time, Florida was able to supply the vast majority of the demand for limes in the United States. There were 7,000 acres in the 1970s. But then Hurricane Andrew, competition from low-priced imports from Mexico, and the final stake was canker eradication for another bacterial disease that's basically destroyed the industry. California is now the largest domestic producer with about 395 acres, but our season here in California, where I am, is August through December, so it's not in a position to help at this time.
Say that again. There were other places, like Florida, where limes were grown in the United States, but some kind of pest eradication destroyed the crops?
Competition from Mexico, Hurricane Andrew in 1992,
right.
And pest eradication, it's actually eradication for a bacterial disease called citrus canker. It was mandatory to rip the trees out from southern Florida. Limes are a highly tropical form of citrus and can only be grown in the southernmost districts of Florida, Texas to a very limited extent, and California.
I heard that crime in Mexico is also a factor in the current shortage. Is that true?
To a certain extent. I mean, it's a huge much broader story, but in terms of the lime dynamic, most of the limes are exported from Veracruz, where the cartel action is not a problem. However, drug-related disorder, that is, battles between cartels and their opponents, like vigilantes and the Mexican government, have affected the lime industry and supplies coming from Michoacan in southwestern Mexico, which mostly produces for the Mexican domestic market. The main effect, however, of disorder in Mexico is that high prices for limes have encouraged criminals to pilfer groves and hijack trucks. So the growers are having to stand guard in their groves with machine guns, trying to fend off these criminals ready to strip their groves of the oro verde, the green gold, and also to send guards with their trucks, because a truckload of limes is now worth $125,000 at the Texas border. It used to be $25,000 just a couple of months ago. Big difference.
Let's see how the lime shortage is playing out on the ground in the New York area. 212-433-WNYC. Bartenders, restaurant owners, anyone else? JB in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, JB.
Hey, how's it going, Brent?
You're a bartender, is that right?
Yes, I am, yes.
And?
Well, I mean, as it is right now, I work in one of those upscale restaurants in Essex County.
You're a fancy bartender.
I'm sorry?
You're a fancy bartender.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. I wear a tie to work, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Tie behind the bar, okay. And a vest or a jacket?
Oh, both.
Oh,
well. Depending on the day and the time and what's going on.
Three-piece suit.
Yeah, sometimes that's what they ask for.
All right, so what's happening with the limes?
Right now, the price of the drinks hasn't really gone up, because you got to remember that the markup on alcohol is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it costs them about $40 to get a fifth of a gallon, and we charge $8 a drink. You can get almost 30 drinks out of one fifth of a gallon. So that's about $300 coming in for every, you know, $40,
right.
$50.
So your upscale restaurant is just eating it. How many limes would you say you go through a night? Seriously. Any way to know?
Yeah, actually, when we open up the bar, we're required to cut no less than 60 limes.
60?
And usually around 4 o'clock, we have to cut another 60. So that's roughly 120 per day, and that's just in my restaurant. And if it's a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, we can triple that with no problem.
JB, thank you. Very informative. Kim in Bed-Stuy, you're on WNYC. Let's see if I can get Kim's line to come up here. Hi, Kim.
Hi. So I manage a restaurant in Cobble Hill, and we do, like, all fresh-squeezed juices and all of that. And we've stopped doing the fresh-squeezed lime juice. We've gotten in a concentrate, which isn't quite as good, but that's what we've had to do.
Nobody
changed our garnishing.
Notices after a few drinks, right?
Hopefully not. But I will say, I was just in Mexico, and we were in kind of more remote areas, and we couldn't get margaritas.
In Mexico?
Because they said they didn't have any limes.
How much cheaper is the concentrate than the fresh juice?
For us to do, I mean, if you figure out that we were going through probably, you know, like the previous caller was saying, 60 to 100 limes a night, just juicing, and now we're buying the concentrate, I don't have the actual figure, but I'm sure it's about half.
And what would 100 limes cost? I mean, we got it by the crate in these stats that are in the press, but what does 100 limes cost? You know off the top of your head?
The owner had called me because the price of limes jumped up to $75, $80 a case. And a case would hold roughly maybe 40 or 50 limes.
And what was it a few months ago?
About 25.
There you go. All right.
So that's a significant. And while the previous caller was saying the cost of liquor does cover that, it doesn't cover all of it. And we try to keep our margins a little bit smaller so the customer gets a better deal. So we can't really afford to continue with the prices as is.
Thank you very much. Daniel in Northern Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I think that chefs should never again use limes as garnishes. It's just a waste. Decorative limes on plates are ridiculous.
Yeah, and so I imagine, David Karp, that is already the case, right? Why would you put a decorative slice of lime in a glass of soda or something, or, you know, on the side of a salad plate in these circumstances?
Well, if chefs have an option, I'm sure that they're substituting some other form or just leaving out limes entirely. For example, I was speaking to somebody from an upscale restaurant group in Manhattan who said, hey, we're telling our chefs, don't make key lime pie, make lemon meringue pie instead.
But wait, if you just said that, then we have to go to line five, which is Steve in Red Hook. And I think this is Steve from Steve's Authentic Key Lime Pies. Is that you, Steve?
Yeah, it is. How are you?
Good. Are you making Steve's Authentic Lemon Meringue Pie now instead?
No, we're not. And unfortunately, it's not like we can gear up on our second line because key lime pie is our only line. And we have to be one of two bakers in the U.S. that use fresh key limes for our product. So
what are you doing? Do you have to jack up the price right now?
Well, there was an increase. We're relying on we have a reserve of fresh juice that we have frozen just for situations like this. So we're hoping that the supply line and the prices will hopefully correct themselves.
Yeah, and Steve, thanks. So we just have 10 seconds left. But, David, is that what's going to happen? If next winter isn't as cold, will this disease pass and next year it'll be back to the way it was?
By this summer, lime should be plentiful and prices should go back into the historical range, to the $30 range for a carton.
By this,
so there should be plenty of limes this summer.
This summer. So this is a very short-term problem.
Yes.
So we
new
can,
crops coming out.
We will survive the lime shortage. David Karp reports on produce and farmers markets for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks.